It was a long time coming. For 6 years, NPR has pursued an interview with Donald Trump. He finally gave it this week. The former president still holds immense influence over the Republican Party, and he continues to spread the lie that the 2020 election was stolen from him. But when NPR pressed him about these false claims, it only took 9 minutes before he hung up. NPR's Steve Inskeep spoke to Trump, and he joins us now. And Steve, you began by asking the former president about Republicans who are not supporting his false claim of election fraud. It's a long list. How did he respond when you pressed him?
This, to me, was a critical question because the 2022 election year is beginning, and we wanted to know if Trump, who is still effectively the leader of his party, is going to press 2022 candidates to relitigate his 2020 defeat. You mentioned there is a long list of Republican officials who are reluctant to go there. Not as long a list, we should mention, of Republican voters, because the vast majority of Republican voters have said they believe the lies about a stolen election. So we began this discussion by asking the former president about this. Let's listen. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, as I think you know, was on ABC over the weekend. He spoke about the 2020 election and also referred to the election campaign that is now starting in 2022. Let's listen.
We simply did not win the election as Republicans for the presidency. And if we simply look back and tell our people don't vote because, you know, there's cheating going on, then we're going to put ourselves in a huge disadvantage.
A couple of things to ask about there, Mr. President. Let's start with the politics. Is it a disadvantage for Republicans to keep talking about the 2020 election in 2022?
No, I think it's an advantage because otherwise they're going to do it again in 22 and 24. And Rounds is wrong on that, totally wrong. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the findings in Arizona, if you look at what's going on in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, by the way, and take a look at Wisconsin, they're finding things that nobody thought possible. This was a corrupt election.
I just have to point out Doug Logan, to name one of the states that you just named, Doug Logan, who ran the audit in Arizona that was set up by your allies, didn't find serious problems. This is a quote: "The ballots that were provided to us to count in the Coliseum very accurately correlate with the official canvas numbers." He raised a bunch of administrative issues, but didn't find a problem that would have changed the result at all.
The ballots may correspond, but look at the ballots themselves. What you really have to do in that report is look at the findings. And the findings are devastating for Arizona. They're devastating like nobody's seen before.
And Steve, when you pressed him further, he said that the people who conducted the recount in Maricopa County, he referred to them as rhinos, Republicans in name only, even though they were commissioned by Trump loyalists. Later, you asked him if he demand that Republican candidates keep pushing these false claims of election fraud. How did that go over?
Yeah, there's so much to discuss here. First, Tanya, I want to emphasize what we just heard in that tape that we played. The president has expanded and adapted his arguments as more and more information has come in proving that he lost the 2020 election. He has to keep widening the conspiracy to include more people who are disloyal or who have turned against him. And in Arizona, there are absolutely Trump loyalists who ran that audit and didn't find clear evidence of anything really except a fair election. The discussion went on, and we're getting now toward the end of this hang-up call, and here's how we got to that point. Let's listen.
No sitting president has ever gotten the number of votes that I got. Nobody believes. You think Biden got 80 million votes? How come when he went to speak in different locations, nobody came to watch, but all of a sudden he got 80 million votes?
Maybe because the election was about you. If I can just move on to ask, are you telling Republicans in 2022 that they must press your case on the past election in order to get your endorsement? Is that an absolute?
They're going to do whatever they want to do. Whatever they have to do, they're going to do. But the ones that are smart, the ones that know, you take a look at, again, you take a look at how Carrie Lake is doing, running for governor. She's very big on this issue. She's leading by a lot. People have no idea how big this issue is, and they don't want it to happen again. It shouldn't be allowed to happen, and they don't want it to happen again. And the only way it's not going to happen again is you have to solve the problem of the presidential rigged election of 2020.
Mr. President, thank you very much. I appreciate it. One more question. I want to ask about a court hearing yesterday on January 6th. Judge Amit Mehta, he's gone. Okay.
And just like that, he's gone. Steve, you agreed to a 15-minute interview. As we know, you've been asking for an interview for many years. He hung up at 9 minutes, 21 seconds in. How are you reflecting on what you heard from the former president?
It did take a long time to get that 9 minutes and 21 seconds. I was glad to get what I could and would get more if I could get it, to be honest with you. But regardless of whether an interview subject talks to you or not, lies to you or not, is informative or not, I think it's our obligation as journalists to go to multiple sources, put things in context, and report what people around your subject are saying and doing. And that's what we did in the presentation of this interview on NPR. And that way, I think we can try to get a full picture as well as a full perspective on what the former president did and didn't tell us during that short phone call.
NPR Steve Inskeep talking about his interview with former President Donald Trump. You can hear the complete conversation at npr.org. Steve, thank you so much.
Oh, I was glad to do it, Tanya. It was a pleasure to talk with you.